Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's cap. It's February 15th, and I'm wearing a Birmingham Barons New Era 5950 with a Southern League side patch purchased from Cap USA Harlem. February is Black History Month, and today we're going to look back on an episode that occurred almost a decade after Jackie Robinson broke the Major League color barrier, but which blatantly demonstrates just how deeply held segregation continued to be in the Deep South. No surprises here if you know anything about the civil rights movement, but still nauseating to look back on. Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech wouldn't occur for more than 7 years, but it still amazes me that on this date in 1956, Above the Fold Stories declared that multiple Major League Exhibition games scheduled that spring at Rickwood Field, today the country's oldest professional ballpark, and site of the 2024 Negro League tribute game between the Giants and Cardinals, would have to be canceled. Why? Because Birmingham had a law banning whites and Negroes from playing baseball or other sports together. Maximum penalty on conviction, a $100 fine, and 6 months in jail. Said Mayor James W. Morgan, "The people voted for it, that's all I have to say. As long as it's like that, we'll have to carry on with it and enforce it." I can't make this stuff up. Seriously threatened old white dudes admitting how racist they were. Publicly! Now, they typically do so in private or maybe get elected to office like the honorable Mayor Morgan did. Shameful then, shameful now.